Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Sick in the sky. Oh, I hate flying because I always get sick. And then when people are sick around me, I'm stuck in this cabin with...
Gross.
Yeah. A flight from Dubai to New York with 521 passengers was quarantined for hours after 106 of those people started to feel sick and get ill. They had headaches, sore throats, coughs, and fever symptoms. The health department says the symptoms indicated that it was probably influenza. But I'm like, holy crap. No, I guess there is one positive. You were stuck in this death plane. Guess who was on it?
Who?
Vanilla Ice.
What?
Yes, that's true. He was on there. He actually talks about kind of what went down.
It's crazy. We landed. They told us when we were landing that some people had got ill, and I didn't think it was any big deal, you know, but apparently there's over 150, maybe even more. And I looked out the window. There's like thousands of cops and ambulances and fire trucks everywhere. I'm like, what is going on? And they came in with paramedics and everything. They checked our temperature. They made us fill out a health report. And I'm just like, wow, what is going on?
Yeah, when I saw that yesterday, I'm like, oh, this is how the world ends. Like, zombie apocalypse. Okay, it's coming from Dubai. We're all going to die.
I've always wanted to go to Dubai as a side note. I see pictures on Instagram and stuff all the time from there, and it looks awesome. It
looks lit.
Honestly, I was thinking, how does Vanilla Ice, like, afford Dubai? Is he doing
that's
all
also
right?
True.
Oh, my God. I bet they flew him out there to Dubai to perform.
No way.
He's too washed up.
Yeah.
He is not.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Yes, he is.
The guy's got a show on HGTV, still legit.
Oh, he does? I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's like a property flipper dude or whatever.
Well, good for him.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, that's so awkward. Former rapper turned property flipper.
Haters! Nike releases a new ad featuring Colin Kaepernick. The new Nike campaign ad features him. It's about 2 minutes long. In the ad, he's narrating inspiring messages about overcoming the odds while a video of inspirational athletes play on the screen. Here's a little clip from it.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
How about ask if you're crazy?
What do you mean?
He should ask himself if he's crazy.
I don't agree with everything, but the guy is, as far as the campaign, yeah, I mean, he'd still maybe be playing football if he wouldn't have done anything.
Was the word inspiring in quotes or no?
Obviously, you're a big fan of his. The actual thing will be going on tonight, though, during the NFL season opener. And speaking of football and season opener, USA Today put together a ranking of the NFL's best offense. The Colts came in at 31.
Good.
Out of 32.
Oh, no.
That's pretty much dead last. But let's flip it over to the other side.
Wait, who was 32? The Browns?
I don't even remember, honestly, when I was looking through that list.
Yikes.
Things aren't looking much better for the Colts, though, on defense. USA Today also ranked all 32 defensive teams, and Indianapolis was last.
Come on.
I'm hoping these people are wrong, but, I mean, go Colts. Woo! They play Sunday at home versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Today is a special day. Live the Web Girl. I'm surprised you didn't bring it up yet. You know what today is, right? It's one of those national holidays.
Like Tequila Day?
No. Maybe that's why you don't know about it. It's National Read a Book Day.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather have tequila.
According to a new survey, 17% of Americans read 0 books a year.
I love to read. Reading
How
is so fun.
How do you not read? Explain to me, like, did you ever read in your life,
Liv? The problem is, Liv, I don't think you've just ever had a good enough book. You've got to get a great book, and you will love to read.
No, I've tried. I've started a lot of books in my life. I don't think I've literally ever finished. I might have finished, like, one in my life. I've started 50 Shades of Grey. I've started the Twilight series.
Okay, again, I said you need to read an actual good book.
Oh, wait. I have read one full book multiple times. It's
what?
Called The Noticer. It's pretty lit. It's like literally a fourth grade reading level, but it's really good.
What does the Noticer notice?
Like a lot of he's got a like suitcase.
So her comprehension levels are not great.
She retained it. I mean, it's a brick house. It's not leaving there at all.
And she read it multiple times and still doesn't know anything about it.
Were there pictures in this book?
No.
Wow, that's impressive. Without pictures. Okay, well, read a book. It's National Read a Book Day. And finally, Alex saw this, and I was like, exactly, same wavelength here when we saw this story. A couple of college students in Texas pulled an epic prank at a McDonald's restaurant. The Asian pair noticed that there wasn't a lot of diversity on the walls of the restaurant. They have these like little fake McDonald's things. They're like, oh, I'm eating a Big Mac, or oh, I'm dipping my chicken nuggets. They're like, well, this isn't very diverse. So they decided to create their own poster. One of the students put on their Twitter account, I noticed there was a blank wall at McDonald's, so I decided to make the fake poster of me and my friend. It's now been hanging up for 51 days.
Wow.
Yeah, they got someone to take a picture of them at school holding the McDonald's bag, kind of trying to duplicate the ads that they have up inside there, and they edited it, and they got it printed. They even found a McDonald's shirt at a thrift store and dressed up as employees.
That's fantastic. And you know what? The poster is legit. It looks like it was there the whole time. I mean, they did some little graphics on it and stuff. It looks like something McDonald's put up.
Only college students do this type of stuff, and that's why I just love them so much.
Well, it's because they have nothing else going on. They're in college.
Yeah,
I mean, they
fair.
Don't. Yeah, I mean, they don't have like a real 9-to-5 job yet and all that.
They're not too busy. It's still funny.
These guys aren't going to be curing cancer anytime soon or making any medical breakthroughs. But hey, at least their poster's been up there for 7 weeks.
Yeah, it's super funny. I really want McDonald's chicken nuggets now. So.
Yeah, I know. I could really go for a Big Mac. That would hit the spot. That is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.